This is Don.
Hi, Don. It's Nadine. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Feeling like a little under the weather, but I'll get through it. We're already at the weekend, so here we are.
All right. You didn't go out last night, did you, or something?
No, I did not. No. I feel like it's my allergies. Yeah, no. I feel like it's my allergies. I've been sneezing. It's just, yeah.
Okay. So. Well, I've got Lalo and Alberto here.
Okay.
And you need to explain to us exactly what we're buying there.
Okay. Explain it to them in Spanish, or I believe you mentioned they speak Spanish, right?
Yes, in Spanish.
Okay. All right. And you said it's Lalo and Alberto?
Yep.
Okay.
Alfredo, I'm sorry.
Alfredo? Okay.
They brought me out of retirement for this, so.
Okay, so it's Lalo and Alfredo, or Alfredo and Alberto? Now I'm confused.
Oh, no, I got
Lalo and Alfredo.
Lalo y Alfredo, ¿correcto?
Yes.
Okay, hi, buenos
sí,
días.
Sí.
¿Cómo están? ¿Bien?
Bien, gracias.
Ay, qué bueno, qué bueno. Pues mire, mi nombre es Nidine Medina. Yo trabajo aquí en Local Splash. Le estaba explicando a John acerca de un paquete que se llama Ideal. Y se los voy a explicar lo que va incluido y cómo va a funcionar todo. ¿Okay? Ese paquete Ideal Package viene en dos partes. El primer parte del paquete es cobrado a una tarifa fija de $299 al mes, ¿ok? Y este parte va a incluir promocionando la compañía en la primera página de Google, en la sección de la mapa. También le vamos a publicar en el Bing, que es la plataforma hermano de Google, donde hacen las mismas búsquedas. Vamos a incluir páginas, profiles, digo, en el Yelp, Apple Maps, y le vamos a crear una página de Facebook para el negocio, pero ahí vamos a correr campañas en el Facebook. Las campañas de Facebook alcanzan uno que tiene interés en el servicio que ofrezcan, uno que gana un cierto cantidad anual o por locación. Cuando cliquean a la campaña, al anuncio, van a hablar con ustedes directamente. También le vamos a crear un sitio de web. Agregamos fotos de los trabajos escribiendo, pues, como una historia, ¿no? Disculpe, sobre la compañía. Y ese sitio de web va a estar conectado donde le estamos promocionando y incluye la plataforma móvil. So, cuando usan el iPhone, el Android o la tableta para buscar a los servicios que ofrezcan, van a hallar a ustedes inmediatamente. ¿Okay? El segundo parte de este paquete se llama Google Garantizado. Esos son los que vas a ver a mero arriba que tienen un verde chequeo que dice Google Guaranteed. Ahora, esa es una programa en donde ustedes van a pagar por el lead, pero el lead le va a llegar en una forma de una llamada y no lo van a partir con nadie. Solo va llegando a ustedes. So, para ese programa, la aplicación es $250. Nosotros te mandamos la aplicación, lo van a llenar, o bueno, yo creo que lo va a llenar el Don, ¿okay? Ya cuando ustedes están aprobados, le vamos a avisar, porque entre 3 días vamos a activar los leads. Los leads van a hacer una llamada que le va a llegar directamente a ustedes y no lo van a partir con nadie. Okay, so todos siempre van a hacer llamadas directas. Ahora, siempre le empezamos con el mínimo costo de los leads porque queremos que ustedes vean primero cómo está funcionando antes que digan, mándame más leads. So, para activar los leads, el costo mensualidad es $768. Le va a dar hasta 13 leads en el mes. Cada lead le está saliendo a $58.67. ¿Okay? Ahora, Yo sé que ustedes hagan puros techos, pero supongamos que alguien le habló para ver si podías hacer una remodelación de baño. Eso está fuera del servicio que ofrezcan, no es calificado el lead, Google le va a dar el crédito para atrás. Si alguien te habló para venderte algún tipo de marketing o para ver si tú estabas agarrando empleados, ¿ok? Entonces, le regresarán el crédito para atrás porque no es calificado el lead, ¿ok? Si te hablaron, lo que es calificado es eso. Si hablaste de precio, dándoles un estimado, o si hiciste una cita para darles un estimado, eso es cuando es un lead calificado. Si solo recibieron un lead en el mes, lo que quedó en la cuenta se va a ir para el siguiente mes. So, ese siguiente mes, no es que vas a pagar los 768 de nuevo, solo van a pagar $58.67, porque estás pagando por el lead que recibiste el mes antes. ¿Tiene sentido?
Okay.
Si te van de viaje, o si le cayeron muchos trabajos y no pueden atender más, solo llámanos para que podemos parar los leads y volvemos a prenderlas cuando ustedes llaman para atrás para decir, okay, quítale de la pausa.
Okay.
So, así es como va a trabajar eso. So, para empezarlo hoy, la inversión va a ser $549. El siguiente mes, que va a ser el 11 de agosto, solo van a pagar los $299 porque todavía están en el proceso para que le aprueben por el Google garantizado. Ya cuando están aprobados, vamos a llamar para avisarles. Y en ese tiempo, si dicen, okay, ahora actívale los leads, eso es cuando le van a cobrar los 768 para activarlo. Y dependiendo lo que reciben en el primer mes, eso depende de lo que vas a pagar el siguiente mes. Okay. ¿Preguntas? Okay.
No, creo que no. Nada okay. Más, bueno, pues sí, creo que sí entendí. O sea, pues los leads son como los clientes, ¿no?
Entonces, sí, siempre van a ser llamadas, disculpe, directamente a ustedes.
A 13 clientes por mes, dijiste, ¿no?
Por el parte del Google garantizado. Por el otro parte, donde están pagando $299 al mes, esa tarifa fija, eso no importa cuántas llamadas, trabajos que reciben, siempre es el mismo precio que está cubriendo lo de la mapa de Google, el sitio de web mantenimiento, las campañas de Facebook y los directorios y la plataforma Movie. ¿Okay? Eso le puede generar muchas llamadas, puede ser 10 llamadas, 100. Eso no hay límite de llamadas.
No sé, pero lo otro del otro precio de 700.
Eso es hasta 13 leads, correcto. Y haber hablado yo con Don, porque yo sé que él dijo que cuando va a haber un tiempo que van a querer más leads. Ustedes siempre tienen esa opción de pedir por más leads. Se cambia la mensualidad, pero no el precio del lead. Okay, el precio del lead sería lo mismo precio, ¿no? No más que se cambia la mensualidad, si van a querer 20, 30, 60, 50. Usted no, solo nos tienes que avisar. Pero siempre le empezamos con lo mínimo porque queremos que ustedes vean primero cómo funcionan los leads. Yo te digo esto, que el Google garantizado es uno de los mejores productos de Google.
Okay. No hay ningún contrato ni nada con ustedes.
No, es mes a mes. Sí les voy a pedir que lo tratan por lo menos 2 meses. Yo digo que es un compromiso verbal de 2 meses, pero ustedes van a pagar cada mes. Si por algún razón, vamos a decir en 6 meses, 5 meses, en 1 año, ustedes deciden que ya no quieren continuar, la única cosa que pido yo es esto, que nomás nos hablas 3 días antes de la fecha programado para que no te cobren. Es todo. Nos apartimos como amigos.
Ok, perfecto.
Ok. Pero tampoco quiero decirles que todo esto no pasa en una noche. Ok. So, le quiero explicar el horario. De 5 a 7 días ya va a estar publicado la página de Facebook, ya publicado en los directorios y en el Bing, y ya pueden estar entrando para mirar los resultados. Recuerda que eso ya le puede empezar a generar llamadas. Entre 7 a 14 días ya está publicado las campañas de Facebook y ya pueden ver el sitio de web que le pueden generar llamadas. Siempre lo que digo yo, en los términos y condiciones de nosotros que está escrito, que la primera página presencia, con verificándole, creándote la perfil y manteniéndote en la primera página, eso puede ser de 45 a 60 días. Aunque sea que muchas veces, señores, yo sí he visto que ha pasado más pronto, prefería darle yo ese horario y cuando pasa más pronto, más contento van a estar. Recuerda que con el parte del Google garantizado, es de 4 a 8 semanas para que le aprueben, pero eso también depende qué rápido entregan en la aplicación y qué rápido responden al background check. Porque ha visto yo a veces que entre 3 semanas ya están aprobados unos. ¿Okay?
Okay.
Pero estamos haciendo todo el trabajo y notificándoles por cada paso que estamos completando para que ustedes tomen en cuenta de lo que andamos haciendo, ¿no?
Okay. Nosotros vamos a tener acceso a esa cuenta de Facebook y de
Correcto. Ajá, eso van a tener el acceso y también van a tener un tablero de reporte para mirar los resultados. Van a poder ver cuántas llamadas recibieron, de dónde hicieron la búsqueda, mirar las palabras claves, mirar cuántas veces cliquearon a la campaña de Facebook. So van a poder ver todos los resultados.
Okay.
Okay.
¿Un resumen semanal o mensual será?
¿Mandé?
¿Será resumen semanal o mensual, más o menos algo así, no?
Es bueno, siempre los resultados tú lo puedes ver todos los días si querías entrar ahí para mirar todos los resultados cada día. Porque está como le digo, grabando todos los resultados todos los días.
Ok.
24 horas al día.
Ok, perfecto.
Ok. So, John, I went ahead and explained to them as far as, like, what you and I had discussed about. I also shared the timeline with them as well, which is something I do want to share with you, too. And I'm sure you're familiar with that. Everything doesn't, like, happen overnight, right? But I do want to share the process with our timeline. So within 5 to 7 days is the directory submissions. Facebook is live as well. And Bing, okay. You can already start tracking your results during that time as well, within the 5 to 7 days. You can start tracking your results.
Okay. Alfredo and
Lalo.
Lalo, access to the results.
Yes, you guys will have one username and one password, okay? So it's not like you all each get a username and password. It's going to be one username, one password, and you guys can go in it at any time to track your results. I told them they can go in there 24/7. Okay. Now, 7 to 14 days, Dawn, is when the Facebook ads are live, as well as the website, which can, all of these can start generating phone calls for you. However, when it comes to getting you verified, creating the profile, you know, optimizing it on the first page within the local map, and this is what's written in our terms and conditions. I'm always going to tell you the timeline of 45 to 60 days, even when I've seen it happen sooner, just because we would rather under-promise and over-deliver. Now, also keep in mind, with the Google guaranteed portion of it, the paper lead, you guys are going through the application process of getting approved. That takes 4 to 8 weeks. But this is also going to depend on how quickly you fill out the application and submit it, and how quickly you respond to the background check. I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks.
Okay. So
okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
Sharon and I know that that has to happen. So she's not here right now.
Okay.
So I need her to get everything it takes for that application and everything to get submitted. She'll do all that work in the next, through the weekend.
Oh, that's perfect. That is completely perfect because, see, that what we ask from you is at least get it done within 7 days. But the weekend's perfect. I send you the application. She fills it out. for you or what have you. The application, Don, is going to be in your name, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. What
well,
is...
It's just out of convenience because, you know...
Yeah.
They're working every day.
Yeah.
And we have to, you know, but I mean, I'm only an hour, less than an hour, 40 minutes from them, so...
Okay.
And, I'll be, like, in constant contact with them, so if it's
so you're going to be the primary on the account. You're the one managing appointments and all that, right?
Yeah, I'm doing all the appointments and everything.
Okay. Question. Now, I know we talked about the license, right? What name is the license under, Don?
Wolf.
What business name? Okay.
LLC.
Okay, that's what I want to make sure, and the insurance as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And I'm asking you this because Google is going to want everything to match, okay? So that's why I want to make sure that we would list it correctly. Okay, perfect. Yeah, and background check will be done with you. Do they do any of the bidding face-to-face without you there?
No, not right.
Okay, just
in
you.
In the future, I'm 75 years old.
No way. Are you serious? You're a youngster. Wow.
Because I've lived an active life. I've stayed in shape.
I would have never known. Well, good for you. Okay.
Right.
So as of right now, then it's only under you. Okay.
So.
That's perfect. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. And then now the primary is going to be you. Do you want to add them as authorized, like that can make changes?
Okay, so like, I gotta have one. Do you want to be on this account? You want to be a contact person too? Okay, I'm gonna give the phone to Alfredo.
Okay.
And he's
hi, Alfredo. And Alfredo's paying for everything. Is that correct?
No.
Or who's paying? You are.
Lalo's paying.
Lalo. Okay. So the voice verification I'm going to do with Lalo, but I'll also go over it with you in English once I do that with him. We're going to notate Alfredo on the account as the second point of contact, right? So like if
right.
Alfredo were to call in, he can make the change.
Right.
So just you and him for now. Okay, no worries. So who am I talking? Do Lalo too? Okay, so I'm going to put the three of you. You're the primary, but let's just say Alfredo or Lalo called in because they wanted to make a change because you couldn't call in to make the change. They are authorized to make the change. Perfect.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Alfredo.
Uh-huh.
¿Cuál es tu apellido?
López.
¿López con Z?
Sí.
¿Y cuál es tu número de teléfono? Es nomás para la información aquí con nosotros.
986-888-2605.
Ok. Lo que estoy notando ahorita, so Don va a ser el primario en la cuenta, pero voy a notar que usted y también Lalo, que ustedes tienen autorización para hacer cambios a la cuenta. Si por algún razón ustedes hablan para hacer un cambio, no tenemos que llamarle a Don para que dé permiso. ¿Okay?
Ok.
Ok. Lalo, ¿cuál es tu apellido? ¿O tu primer nombre es Lalo? ¿O...
Eduardo.
Okay. ¿Mande?
Eduardo.
Eduardo. ¿Pero prefieres que le decimos Lalo?
Sí.
Ok. ¿Cuál es tu apellido, Lalo?
Eduardo Moreno.
Moreno. ¿Y cuál es su número de teléfono?
507-8849.
¿507-8849? Sí. ¿Cuál es el código? Disculpe, el area code. Es que no la escuché, I'm sorry.
208.
208-507-8849, ¿correcto?
Sí.
Okay. So, Don, what I did is I asked for their phone numbers just so that way we have it in our back office. Okay. Lalo prefers to go by Lalo, even though his name is Eduardo. Okay, just so that you know. And then what I'm going to do, okay, anything you need me to go over with you right now before I start doing the voice verification with Lalo?
Okay, so all that really interests me is how fast am I going to get some return on
Right. And that's why I shared the timeline. And this is why we always ask you to stick it out 2 months, because again, it's not going to happen overnight. Right. However, the reason that we were able to do everything else a lot sooner, because you're going through the verification process for the Google Business Profile, right? As well as getting approved for the Google Guarantee. We know that it's important for you to get calls, right? As quickly as you can. So like with the website and the Facebook ads, those are up and visible within the 7 to 14 days. Directory submission is 5 to 7. So I always say this to be super transparent, Don. I'm going to tell you the first month, I'm not going to say you're not going to get some calls, okay? However, when you're going to feel the strength of this program, I will say we'll be within that second month, okay? And that's just because, again, it's not going to happen overnight. I like to be very upfront. Okay,
right.
But we get it done as quickly as we can.
I want to sell these guys jobs next week.
Yeah, no, of course, I get it.
Okay.
I totally get it. So, again, I can't say tomorrow you're going to, or even next week, you're going to get a bunch of calls. But we do get, you'll be getting notifications as well as these steps are being completed. So you're aware of the work that we're doing too. Okay? Okay. Now we're creating the account under your phone number, Don.
This phone number is going to go to them, but it's my, right now it's my phone. But
okay.
This is the only thing I'm using this phone for, that and I Uber. So.
Okay. So my question is this, because I know like years ago you used our services and we still have like your old information on there. So that's what I'm asking. Is this still going to be the phone number to use?
Get rid of all that. Get rid of all the old information.
Okay. The account, what number do you want to create it under? The 208 number?
Yes.
Yours? Okay.
Yep.
All right. Okay.
Keep it simple.
No worries.
If something to me, this phone is going to come over to follow in.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a problem. Yeah, no worries. Okay, give me a quick second here.
Oh, this is wearing my brain out.
Oh, Don, come on. Okay, so Don Barron is primary. All right. I'm going to start going over some questions with you, Don, and then your client interview, do you want it scheduled for Monday? The client interview takes about an hour. We'll schedule it at a time that's convenient for you, but basically they're going to go over keywords, search terms. It's where I like to say the magic happens.
So what do you think? So tell them when you want.
So, porque le vamos a hacer una cita de entrevista de cliente. Quiero hacerlo para el lunes, para que estén los tres juntos, ¿no? En la cita de entrevista de cliente van a hablar con el técnico acerca de, y voy a pedir a alguien que sea bilingüe. Is that okay, Don, that I request someone bilingual to do the client interview with you guys that speaks Spanish as well?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, perfect. So, durante esa cita de entrevista van a hablar acerca de las campañas de Facebook, acerca del sitio de web, acerca de las palabras claves. ¿A qué horas van a querer ustedes para la cita de entrevista que es el lunes? Va a ser como una hora la entrevista.
¿Se puede a la hora que sea?
They say whatever time.
¿A las tres?
¿Como a las tres?
Sí.
¿A las tres de la tarde? They're saying 3 o'clock.
Afternoon?
Yeah, it's
on Monday.
¿En la tarde? El lunes.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. And I know you guys are, what, 1 hour ahead of me, I believe? Let me see.
Seattle?
Right now, yeah, you're an hour ahead of me, so it'll be 2 o'clock for us, but 3 o'clock for you guys. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna put that time. Okay. That's Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I want to go over some keywords, Don. Basically,
okay.
All roofing, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Metal and composition.
Metal and composition roofing. Okay.
Right.
Only residential?
Yeah.
Only replacements, or do you do repairs? Do you do siding? Anything else?
Just replacement.
Okay. Roof replacements, new roofs.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. Hours of operation.
6 days a week.
Okay, Monday through Saturday.
Yeah.
Typically, what time?
Answering the phone all the time.
¿Cómo a qué horas piensan ustedes?
They're taking a siesta about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Dormilones.
No, I want to be 24/7. I mean, 7 to 6.
Okay.
Six,
Monday through Saturday, 7 to 7. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to put 7 to 7. That doesn't mean someone isn't going to call you guys after hours or even call you, you know. Now. Okay. Now, as far as like with the targeted areas, for the Facebook ads, I mean, you can go as far as 50 miles if you want, but how far do you want to target?
50 miles.
50? ¿Ponemos 50 millas? Las campañas de Facebook alcanzan hasta 50 millas. ¿Quieren 50 millas? 50 miles, guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as they go across the border over to Oregon.
Okay.
We're only like,
yeah,
28
miles. Put, do you want me to start it with 30? Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Voy a poner 30 millas. If you need to change it or if you want to pick during your client interview, you're like, hey, I want to target these specific areas, you could do that too. Do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Text messages and phone calls.
Phone and text. Okay. All right. And then just a couple of things. I'm sorry,
later.
Don. Go ahead.
We can add an email later, right?
You can.
Put down email, text, or phone.
All three then? Okay.
And the email is C. Barron. You got that, right?
Yes, I got that one. You're totally fine on that one. Okay, let me go here. Let's see. Now, what we're going to do, Don, to prevent from you getting so many spam calls, we're going to put a tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone number. Okay?
Okay.
And then this way, like if a spam call were to come in, you could block it. It allows you to track your calls. You could even listen back to the call. So like if you forgot an address, you can go back and retrieve it by listening to the recorded call. Okay?
That's a really good feature right there.
Isn't it? Especially if you're training someone to answer your calls and they're not answering it right, it's a good training tool.
Okay.
You know? Okay. And then, okay, now I know you mentioned, Don, you do have a Facebook page, right? A personal one?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to create you one for the business.
I have a commercial one, too, but it's a fishing company. It's
okay. Yeah, no, we're going to create you one for the business.
There's a ton of people that go on to that thing.
Okay. Well, we're going to create you a Facebook page for the business, and how we create it is through your personal page. No one's going to see your personal page. It's just created that way, so this way you have access to it. Let me see if I can find you on Facebook.
So spoofing information.
I'm sorry?
There's three ways you can find me. You can find me at Don Barron, or you can find me at River Trails Troutdale, or you can find me at Lacamas Canoe and Kayak.
Well, I found a couple of Don Barrons. What does your profile picture look like?
It's my profile picture is a guy standing there flying a kite on the Snake River.
Mm.
What else is it? What else are some of them? What else are they?
There's
like
a Don Barron that shows. It looks like a gentleman with two young girls on each side from Bismarck, North Dakota. I don't know why it came up like that though.
Probably one of my crooked cousins.
Okay, you said one flying a kite. Oh, nope, that one's Tampa, Florida. There's so many Don Barrons. That's weird.
Yeah, be in Vancouver, Washington, or Troutdale, Oregon.
Let me see.
And if you see one with a big white truck, Peterbilt semi, that could be it too.
Okay.
I don't know. One that ever said
you know what you could do, or maybe your wife could help you? Just send me the link of the one that you're going to want it.
Okay.
Because that'll probably be easiest. Okay, so you'll send the link. Let me just put on here that you're going to provide the link. You could text it to me, too, if it's easier. I'm going to put, we'll provide link to personal page, personal Facebook. Yeah, just so that way we create it through the right one. You know what I mean? Okay. So we're going to build you the business Facebook page. We're building the website. Do you need us to create a business logo for you?
No, a logo.
You have one? Okay.
Yeah.
Has logo.
We've already got it on our web, on our contract.
And has biz, and has photos. Okay.
Add photos all the time, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. You can add pictures all the time. You can change them.
Okay.
And then let's see here.
And the more active we are, the better off it is for the, right?
Honestly, the more, I'm going to say this, always keep the open communication with us. The more content that we can add, the better. The more reviews, the better for you. And we're going to help you gain those reviews. I know you said you got reviews ready to go, right?
No, I don't know about that right now. But, yeah, I'm sure we can get some.
I'm sure you can get some. Okay. So you do not have an existing Google guaranteed. That does not apply to you. This is not applying to you. Okay. Are you willing to go through the background check? Yes, he is. Industry license. You have the ID state contractor registration, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Let me just write that down here just so that way they know.
Do you? Sure. Later.
Willing to do background check, driver, and you have a driver's license, a U.S. passport, or an ID to just prove it's you and verify, yeah, it's me.
I have a CDL, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, so when we know, once we know who's going to run the background check, there's two companies that Google uses to run the background check. One is called Evident ID. The other one, okay, is called Pinkerton. Once we know who it is, we're going to follow up with you because you got to be on the lookout for an email or a text message, and you got to respond in real time, Don. Or else we got to ask them to resend it. One might ask you just a front and back copy of your driver's license to identify it's you. The other one might ask you for, like, to enter your name, your zip code, or your birth date, your social, okay? Because they're just identifying that it's you, okay?
Okay.
Let's take a look here. Okay, and then I got that there. Yes, you have your certificate of liability insurance as well. Okay, let me see what else do I got here that I'm looking for. Let's see. Okay, now, also the other thing is once we know that you've been approved, Google is also going to notify us if you qualify for what they call max bidding. Max bidding means that you could choose to pay double or triple the cost of the lead to be closer to the very top. However, Google will notify us of that, okay, if you even qualify. And then vertical, yes, you understand. This is for the roofer. Okay. All right. So I got question? Yes.
Yes. Okay. So max bidding, you're going to double the price of a lead.
That's if you choose to. That's if you choose to. Yes.
But that's going to put me at the top of the list.
That can put you closer to the very, very top, like being one of the first ones as part of the Google Guaranteed.
So if I'm paying, what, $60 for a lead, it'll be $120?
If you choose to do that, but you would have to, I mean, we got to even know if Google would qualify you for that. You know what I mean?
Question. If I do that, how many other people?
If you went, sorry, your phone cut out.
Said, if I do that, if I pay for max bidding for a customer, let's say he's in a neighborhood that I want,
right?
You know, do you give that option to other people?
So I don't know what companies they work with. Basically, what Google does is they will actually approve whether someone could do max bidding or not. I'm not saying that you would even be approved for it. I'm not saying you have to. I have to just disclose it, right? So, like, I'll give you an example. I'm looking at Google Guaranteed, okay? I see Alpine Roofing come up number one for Google Guaranteed. They're the first ones. I see Idaho Roofing. I see Point Roofing, Signature Roofing. Keep in mind, Alpine Roofing has 217 reviews, right? They're above Idaho Roofing Contractors that has 717. Now, if I look at their profile, right? So if I'm looking at Alpine lists that their services, they do like roof inspection, installation, repairs, skylight installs, skylight repairs, roof damage repairs, like all these services that they put down, right? I don't see anything specific saying, and roofing, okay? Now, if I look at their service areas, okay, this is where some people don't always cover the same areas as everybody else does. So, like, the areas that they cover, they put quite a few different cities. There's, like, a bunch of them, like Adams County, Benoit County, Bonner County, Butte County. So they put all these different counties that they target. Okay.
Right.
Some of these, they don't always target the same areas as everybody else. Like, I'm looking at Idaho Roofing. They only do Homedale, Mountain Home, Marcin, and Weiser. That's it.
Weiser.
They don't.
Yeah.
Or Weiser. They don't cover any other areas. You see what I'm saying? So some of these guys might not appear in the areas that you're targeting.
Okay.
Right? But I have to disclose to you that Google will tell us, hey, he also qualifies for max bidding. So if you wanted to pay double the cost of the lead so that you're closer to being one of the first ones of the Google Guaranteed, you would have that option, okay? Now, that doesn't mean your minimum monthly budget changes, okay? It means that, like, I'll give you an example. Let's say you decided, I want to pay double the cost of the lead. Okay. You might not get the 13 leads then because the lead cost now has doubled. So you might not get the full 13, if that makes sense. But again, okay, that's if Google even says you're qualified for it, right? And even being qualified for it is at your discretion if you want to max bid or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, max is something that after a while, I would have to just see how we compete and how we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't think any of the companies that you have named two I'm familiar with, I don't think any of them have a crew better than this one.
Exactly. I say just because they're part of Google Guarantee doesn't mean that they're the best and doesn't mean that their prices are going to be within someone's range, you know?
Who's going to roof my customer's house? They don't. They
yep.
could have crews, and they don't know what they're getting.
So, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Bids I have taken from people just telling customers that statement right there.
Yep. Yep, that is true.
I don't need to know what, how much they're voting. I just need to know if they say, oh, Point Roofing gave me a bid. I'm going to say, you don't even know who's going to roof your house.
Yep.
You're doing
okay.
the same guy, man.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Else.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So I finished these notes with you, Don. Now I need to get from Lalo the billing information. I'm going to read the voice verification to him in Spanish, but then I will read it back to you in English.
Okay.
So this way you're aware. Today is going to be $549. Today is what you guys are paying. $549. On the 11th of August, it's going to be $299. Once you get approved for the Google Guaranteed, then the team will call you to say, hey, you've been approved. Do you want us to activate the leads in 3 days? Activate them now. And then you can say, hey, activate them now. Then that's when they'll charge the $768 to activate the leads. Okay?
Okay. How often do we pay the
$768? So I'll give you an example. Let's say you activated the leads today, right? And come next month on the 11th, right? Depending on what you received in the first month determines what you pay the following month. You have a way of tracking that as well. So it's once a month. The only time you would pay the full POP again, the full minimum monthly budget, is if you got all 13 leads.
Got it.
Okay.
So price by the lead, price by the lead, not by the month.
Right. So basically, you got this. It's how they explain it, like escrow. And I know it's silly when I say this because I've never bought a house. But it's like you have this money sitting, right? That $768 budget is sitting there.
Right.
When a lead comes in, okay, it's going to deduct it. The $5867 is going to deduct from the $768. So if you got two leads, then you know the following month, okay, you're going to pay $5867 times two. So you're putting,
right.
you're replenishing to get the budget back up to $768. Make sense?
Oh. Yep.
Okay.
That's okay.
All right.
So, but if I do max leads, they're going to be, instead of 58, they're going to be 116.
Yes, or you could say I want to pay triple. Then you know it's going to be three times the 5867.
So how many guys am I going to eliminate when I do that?
I couldn't even tell you. You know what I mean? You got to remember too, Don, and let me tell you something. Google Guaranteed, and I'm going to share this with you. Some of these guys, okay, have their leads shut off. They don't always have them on.
Okay.
Some of them have their leads.
Why did they shut the leads off?
It could be that they're on vacation. They're bombarded with work. They can't handle more. You know what
okay.
I mean? Those are typically yep. reasons why people shut off their leads. And that's why I tell you, like, let's say you guys are going on vacation, you know, for a
we
few days. Well, just an example, right? For a few days, or let's say you landed a job and you just cannot handle more work right now. Like you guys got to do catch up. Okay. You call us to shut off the leads, right? Because it doesn't make sense for you to get a lead if you can't get to them.
Can we reduce the amount of leads we get instead of or 50 a month, we only want to get 12 and keep 12 leads? So we're getting like one or two leads a week instead of three a day or two
a
day.
Yeah, so basically the 13 is always going to be the minimum. That's the lowest, up to 13.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can fluctuate. Like if I got these guys booked for 3 weeks, I want only three leads for that week. I want to go down to three leads a week, right, or something like that. I'll figure it out.
That's a great question. I would say during your client interview with Aureli, because she would be the one doing the client interview with you guys, you should be able to set up something like that. It's kind of like where you're getting about three leads a week is how it's typically set up, okay? But again,
right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I shut the leads off completely ever. I'd rather take the lead. If I'm not going to be around, afraid of it, you know.
Right. Okay.
Because
and you can schedule it as according to the way you need to schedule it.
If you get enough work in 2 or 3 weeks, you're going to raise your price. So that's going to shut off your volume. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I'll work.
Okay. All righty. Okay. And then now, Eduardo, ¿estás ahí?
Sí.
Okay.
Sí.
Eduardo, so el pago va a ser con la tarjeta tuya, ¿correcto?
Sí, con la tarjeta sí del negocio mío. Pues.
Okay, ¿cómo está el nombre escrito ahí en la tarjeta que vas a usar?
Ah, primero en la parte de arriba está mi nombre, Eduardo Ulises Moreno, y luego abajo está el nombre de la compañía.
Eduardo Luis, ¿dijiste es Moreno?
Ulises, U L E S-E-S, Ulises.
U-L-I como de India o E de Eduardo?
I de Iglesia.
I de Iglesia, S de Salvador, E de Eduardo, S de Salvador.
Sí, Ulises.
Ok, Ulises. Moreno, ¿y cuál es el, a ver aquí, y dices que tienes también el nombre del negocio, correcto?
Sí, a la parte de abajo aparece el nombre del negocio, que es Wolf's Roofing.
Wolf's Roofing?
W-O-L-F, S, de sopa.
Coma S, ok, y luego Roofing, ¿correcto?
Sí.
Ok.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just kind of straightening some stuff out. I just want to make sure everything comes out correctly. ¿Cuál es el billing address de la tarjeta que vas a usar?
83.
Hola,
2819 South Georgia Avenue.
2819 South Georgia
Avenida. Sí.
La ciudad.
Trailer número 41.
Oh, trailer número 41. Okay, trailer.
Ciudad de Código postal 83605.
Okay, no le escuché. ¿Cuál es la ciudad?
Caldwell,
ok.
83605, código postal.
83605, ok. ¿Y es una Visa, MasterCard, American Express o es un Discover?
No, Visa.
¿Y cuáles son los números cuando estés listo?
Ok, ahí van 4712-1617. 7286-1184.
¿Cuándo se vence el mes y el año?
11/27.
¿Y cuál es el CBB atrás? 639. Okay. Antes que le voy a cobrar la tarjeta, te tengo que leer, es una verificación de voz que es grabado para la protección de usted. Y va a delinear el servicio de nosotros. Bueno, déjame abrirlo primero, antes que se lo leo. Okay. A ver. Okay. Antes de procesar su pago, le voy a guiar por una grabación que se llama verificación de voz. Eso es porque usted tiene un acuerdo previo con descuento y esa grabación sirve como una como protección adicional para usted. Le enviaremos una copia por escrito junto con su factura. Mientras le explico todo, si hay algo, ¿ok? Lalo, que usted como no sé, algo que no le quede claro, por favor, interrúpame y diciendo eso. Oye, ¿qué quiere decir eso? ¿Qué significa? Oh, y con gusto se lo explico de otra manera. Lo importante es que usted entienda bien todo antes de procesar la transacción. ¿Okay? ¿Está de acuerdo?
Okay.
También se lo voy a leer a Dan después que se lo leo contigo, para que él también entienda en inglés lo que le había dicho, ¿ok? So, bienvenido a la verificación de voz de Local Splash. Esta llamada será grabada para fines de control de calidad y para dejar constancia del acuerdo de servicios con Local Splash como medida extra de protección para usted. Para confirmar su orden, necesito hacerle unas preguntas. ¿Cuál es el nombre de su negocio?
Walsh Roofing.
¿Cuál es su nombre completo y su cargo dentro del negocio?
Mi nombre completo es Eduardo Ulises Moreno Nava y el dueño.
¿Está autorizado para firmar este acuerdo a nombre del negocio?
Sí.
Usted es el usuario autorizador para hacer cargos de esta cuenta, ¿correcto?
Sí.
Para obtener resultados lo más pronto posible, es importante que usted participe activamente en su campaña. Como va a aumentar su visibilidad en línea, es posible que empiece a recibir llamadas de otros vendedores que no son o que no están afiliados con Local Splash. Esto va a pertenecer más a Don, porque él es el que va a tener su número publicado, ¿okay? Pero aunque sea, te lo tengo que explicar. Siempre cuando nosotros hablamos, le vamos a hablar de un número empezando con el 877. 635-6225 número, okay. Siempre les digo que guardan ese número abajo del contacto de Local Splash. Esto más pertenece al Don, okay, pero aunque sea, se lo estoy leyendo. Quiero que ustedes que tomen en cuenta que si reciben una llamada de otras compañías externas, no son relacionados con nosotros, okay. Les recordamos guardar este número, como le dije. Ahora, al contratar a loco, y bueno, lo que le quiero preguntar es esto. Si por algún caso le estamos llamando, okay, le mandamos un texto, okay, ¿tú estás de acuerdo en contestar las llamadas y correos electrónicos de parte de Local Splash?
Sí.
Okay. Ahora, al contratar a Local Splash como su representante de publicidad por internet, ¿está usted de acuerdo en darnos a conocer cualquier uso adicional de programas de publicidad por internet cuando sea necesario?
Okay.
Como parte de esta verificación, es muy importante que nos haga llegar sus documentos comerciales al tiempo. Esto puede incluir licencia del negocio, policía o comprobante de seguro, solicitud del Google Guaranteed y otros documentos necesarios para verificar su perfil de empresa en Google. Le pedimos que envíe esa información dentro de los primeros 7 días. Si no están entregados a tiempo, esto podrá causar retrasos o incluso la suspensión de la cuenta. ¿Está de acuerdo en enviar esos documentos en los próximos 7 días?
Sí, está bien. Solo una pregunta. Okay. ¿Me pide licencia de conducir mía o de los...
Va a ser John quien nos va a dar todos esos datos, pero porque tú eres el que está haciendo el pago, por eso te tengo que leer la verificación a usted. Todo eso va a pertenecer más a John, pero porque es usted que lo está pagando, por eso se lo tengo que leer a ti, ¿okay? Mientras, lo que va a pasar es el John es el que va a estar encargado de mandando todo de lo que necesitamos nosotros, ¿okay?
Okay, perfecto.
Sí. Okay. Su pago por el primer mes y configuración de su cuenta será cobrado el día de hoy, que es el 11 de julio 2025, por un monto no recesionable de $549. ¿Ok? Ese es un compromiso verbal de 2 meses. Tus próximos pagos serán automáticamente renovados el día 11 de cada mes por el monto de $299. Ese es un pago mensual recurrente. Ahora, lo de los leads no se va a cobrar, ¿ok? Hasta que estén aprobados primero. Y ya cuando estén aprobados, le vamos a llamar para avisarles para ver cuándo quieren activar los leads. Eso, cuando ustedes dicen activan los ya de una vez, eso es cuando le van a cobrar los 766. ¿Ok?
Ok.
Usted podrá cancelar su servicio en cualquier momento llamando a nuestro soporte al 877-635-6225. Es necesario hablar con un representante en vivo cuando tienes que cancelar, nomás para que se aseguren de eso, que es cancelando. Para evitar el cobro del siguiente mes, debe comunicarse al menos 3 días hábiles antes de su próxima fecha de pago. ¿Ok? So, si van a cancelar, ya sabes que tienes que llamar 3 días hábiles antes de la fecha del 11. ¿Ok? Para que no le cobren ese día.
Ok, perfecto.
Ok. Ahora, ¿te gustaría que también, déjame ver aquí? ¿Entiende y acepta esos términos de renovación y suspensión?
Sí.
Okay. Ahora se lo voy a leer a Don. Okay. Don, so I kind of want to go over this with you on the voice verification. And as I'm clarifying everything, like going over this, it is going to be recorded for your protection. And it's because you guys are on a discounted pre-agreement. Okay. When I'm walking you through it, please, if there's anything that you don't understand, just stop me so this way I can rephrase it for you. And again, okay. I want to make sure that you now have a firm understanding before we even process this payment. Okay?
Okay.
Sound good? Okay.
Yeah.
So it goes on to read as this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business.
Wolf Roofing LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Don Barron, estimator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Am I authorized to enter into this agreement?
I mean, basically, I read it with him already, but I'm reading it with you because there's certain portions on this, Don, that are going to pertain to what you're going to be providing us because you're going to be the primary on the account. Okay.
Okay. Yes, I'm going to do that.
Okay. And so we're well aware that, you know, Eduardo's paying for this, Lalo, but I still have to run you through this so that you understand exactly what I read to him. Okay.
Okay.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to get results, as a result of increased visibility, what I want to say is this, okay, that you may get calls from other third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm going to provide you a security question, but basically what I'm saying here is this. To get results as fast as possible, it's going to be important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Okay? Open communication with us. Now, do you agree to be responsive to our phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, please, I'm going to give you this number, and I want you to save it in your contacts under Local Splash, okay? Because calls that will come from our customer service department is going to be from, and let me know when you're ready.
Just a minute.
Okay.
Your Local Splash.
Okay, yes. The number is 877-635-6225. And then you just hit whatever prompts you need to hit. You're going to save 877-635-6225. Okay. Now, this number, save it under Local Splash, two words.
Local Splash.
Okay. Perfect. Now, Don, as a result of increased visibility, like I said, please be advised that you may get calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm also going to be providing you a security question, okay, to protect your account. This is how you will verify if it's actually Local Splash calling and not another company. Okay? So, yes, he's getting the website. I'm just letting my manager know that you're getting the website. Okay, so the security question can be one of the following. Your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name? The city that you were born in. Okay, so let me go here and update that. I know we had at one time it said Cut Bank, Montana.
You got it.
Oh, okay. Is Cut Bank one word or two words?
One word.
Okay, so all you have to say is Cut Bank, okay? Whenever we call and you want to identify if it's us calling, say, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give it to you, then you disconnect the call on them. Okay?
Okay.
Let me just update it here so that way we have it on record. All right. Perfect. Now, in hiring Local Splash, okay, and let me just also let you know this too. So, I'll give you an example of a third-party company calling you. Several of my clients get called by a company called Yelp, okay? They basically offer advertising services for their specific directory listing. If you receive these kind of calls and you're interested in trying it out, let me know, Don, and we can offer you a discounted rate with Yelp, okay?
What about now, Angie.
Yelp is a directory that people go to, and it's a pretty good directory, but they also have pay-per-lead, pay-per-click. But you got to be very responsive.
Yeah, I have already done, first my God, I've already done advertising with Angie, okay?
Yeah, that doesn't interfere with what we're doing. Yeah, but if you were to get any calls from anybody from Yelp, just
I'm not,
yeah.
This is all the money we're spending. We don't need to spend.
Then you're good.
Money.
Exactly.
If you're good, then you don't need to go anywhere else. Yeah, I don't go anywhere else.
Perfect.
That's right.
Perfect. Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Like I told you, I already done Angie, so I don't know what they do, but I mean.
Yeah. So this is just saying, like, if you were to decide to do anything else, just give us a heads up so we can make sure we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you spending more money. That's what that means.
I've been in this business a long time, and
I understand, but I still got to read it. Okay.
I'm waiting for time. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get leads and sell it. That's all I'm going to do.
Okay. Now,
I'm all set up. That's what
okay.
I'm going to say.
Now, as a part of the verification process, it's essential, Don, that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Okay? This may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google guaranteed application, and any other items recommended for the Google business profile verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation.
Send me an email exactly what I need to send you so I can pass this off to the office and they can.
I am, but I'm just reading this to you. You're going to get everything in an email. Yeah, we'll send to you what we need. Now, failure to provide it within the 7 days is what it's going to cause is for your time frame to be delayed, or it could even suspend your account. Okay, so we're asking you, get it to us within 7 days. Do you agree to submit these items that we will request from you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is July 11th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $549. This is a two-month verbal agreement, so the monthly payments will automatically renew on the 11th day of each month in the amount of $299. Now, that is a monthly recurring payment. Once you get approved for Google Guaranteed, they have to call you to notify you to see when we're activating the leads. Okay?
Okay.
Now, you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the number I asked you to save, 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative when you need to cancel to make sure that it gets canceled. To prevent the charges for the next month of service, Dawn, we ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing is due so that you don't incur the charge. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So now I'm processing the payment. You're going to start receiving quite a few different emails, okay, and text messages, all right? So bear with me here, and then we're almost done. Can you believe that? I know it's been a process. Ya mero acabamos, señores. Ya mero. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I know it's been a process, but I want to make sure we get everything done, you know? So some of the things that you're going to be receiving, there's going to be one that's going to ask you, and let me plug in my headset before it dies on us. Stand by. Okay, sorry about that. You're going to be receiving, there's going to be a receipt that I'll need you to open up. It'll say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. And while you're doing that, this was an apostrophe. Give me one second. Nope. Hold on. Stand by. Let me update it here. Hold on. Oh, my Lord. Why did it revert back to Bork? I updated it and got rid of that. Hold on. Let me pull up your email that I have in another spot. I'm going to resend them all right now. Give me 1 second.
Work wasn't active when you lately, has it?
Are they active?
Yeah, they weren't, were they?
Not that I saw. I mean, they're not active in your account.
Okay, good.
Okay. All right. Let's go here. Okay. I did see that they were listed a Google Business Profile. You still talk to them?
Yeah, we talk to them, but I don't know. It's not important to us.
Yeah, no. No. I will tell that I'll tell you this. I saw them as part of the Google Guaranteed. I don't know who they're working with.
Well, they're working with this crew.
Are they really? I'm so dead. Okay. So.
Yeah, 4 years ago, I set this up for Bork.
Right.
You know, and Joanna, the other Joanna is Damon's wife. But, you know, they haven't been keeping them busy. So these guys want to just go out and get their own leads and let me sell them because Bork won't let me sell for them anymore. So
really?
That's why?
Why?
I have no idea. We have no idea.
Wow.
I think it's that Damon just wants to go up to McCall and just hang out. Mm. I've heard a couple stories from a couple different people, but you know that happened a while back, and you know this.
Okay, let me send you. I'm going to send you the initial invoice.
Okay, Lalo and everybody just got together and said, let's just do it on our own.
Yeah.
That's the smartest thing for us to do because, you know. And these guys are all set up. Once we get this done, they'll be all set up. And you know, you should be giving me at least 10, 12 leads a week.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, once everything's set up, you're going to see, I mean, Google Guaranteed, I'm telling you, it's one of Google's better products. So I just sent the receipt to you, so hold that for your records. I'm sending you right now action needed for the, let me see here, where'd it go? Pictures needed, come on, there we go. There's a list that I'm sending you of photos that we need for the Google verification. Everything's in Eduardo's name, just an FYI. You're the primary on the account just because it's his card that was used.
That's fine.
And then let me send you the Google Guaranteed campaign one. So on the application, when you're filling it out, you're only going to be listing it with your information, right? Make sure everything matches.
We're gonna figure this all out amongst ourselves, but
yeah,
you know, there's gonna be, you know, I'm not gonna be the one that makes. I'm gonna take all the decision making to
right.
Fredo.
Of course, yeah, no, of course, but I just want to make sure that you're aware of like what's going on too, you know, and I have your email as a dbaron. 51150@gmail.com.
Yes, and I'm probably going to set up an email. Do you have an email? We're all going to set up another email too, but for now, that's good.
Okay, perfect. And then let me see, what else do we need here?
We're going to look pretty hard once, and then we're going to evaluate everything and then just change some stuff to make sure we go into next year ready to go.
And then I'm putting Don Barron, primary. Okay. And then Don, also, so Whoops with an apostrophe S, right? Business name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what is the address that's associated with the business? The address will be hidden, just an FYI.
Yeah. But
2819 South Georgia Avenue.
Okay, ¿va a ser tu dirección que vamos a usar?
Sí.
Para el verificación. Okay, so we're going to verify him at his home address, right?
Yes.
Trailer space 41. Okay, perfect. I just wanted to make sure. Okay, perfecto. Okay. All right. Awesome. So Monday, I'm going to actually make myself available to be the one to call to introduce you to the technician. Okay. I put bilingual on the account. So this way there's someone that's speaking both with you in English and that can also explain to the gentleman, to both of them in Spanish. Okay. So I think that would be better to assist you guys here.
We're going to have to be together at what time?
3 o'clock on Monday. I'm going to send you the reminder too. I'm sorry?
Okay. Send a reminder.
Yes. I will send you a reminder for the client interview. So this way you'll get a reminder an hour before. So this way you're aware of like, okay, they're going to call me in an hour. If for some reason when we call you, like let's say you're in the middle of something and you guys need 5 or 10 more minutes or you need to reschedule, just pick up the call and just say, hey, we need to reschedule or call back in 5 minutes and we'll call right back. Okay?
We'll be okay.
Awesome. Well, I'm super excited for you guys. Bienvenidos a nuestra familia de Loco Splash. Welcome to our Loco Splash family, Don. Welcome back. Okay. Any questions? Preguntas?
Oh, everything's
okay.
Good.
Okay. Have a beautiful weekend, and we'll talk on Monday.
All
okay?
Right, thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.